Welcome to the broadcast of Alive and Remain Ministries. Please stay tuned after the message to find out how you can order a copy and learn more information about this dynamic ministry. Now, here's your host, Pastor John Massey Jr.
As I've stated on many occasions, getting to heaven won't cost you anything monetarily. Though it's free, it's not cheap. And there's a price. The epistle, the general epistle of James, as we look at it, it really means just the letter of James. And he's writing to the church, not any particular church, but the churches, concerning their personal plight and the struggles that they're having with persecution. It would suggest from the reading of the letter that it was ongoing and problematic to their faith. It means that their faith was under fire. And this is a typical church. There wasn't anything extraordinary about them. And so we're going to start in the first chapter of James, but the point of emphasis is that he wants them to realize that if they endure, if they persevere, they will be rewarded. If they endure, if they persevere, they will be rewarded. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes, which really means the churches, that are scattered abroad, no particular church. Greetings. My brethren, he addressed the issue that is at hand. This is what is most relevant. This is what is most prevalent or pervasive or widespread, is the struggle in their faith. My brethren, consider it, count it all joy when you fall into divers of various temptations of various tests. Let's paraphrase that a little bit so we can understand it. He said, consider everything you're going on will be converted to your joy. The Bible says weeping may endure for a moment, for a while, or for a night, but it has a lifespan. Joy comes in the morning. See, it's not something that happens indefinitely. It has a lifespan. He said, consider it all joy when you fall into various, not one particular test or trial, but various tests or trials. See, knowing this means understanding that the trying or the testing of your faith, it is working patience. The key. If we're going to survive any test that God allows us to go through, it will require us to be patient. That means that God is working certain specifics out, certain particulars for our benefit. Hold that and turn with me. Hold this. Turn with me to the 40th chapter of Isaiah. 40th chapter of Isaiah. We're coming right back. 40th chapter of Isaiah. This is prophetically talking about the peace, the joy, the tranquility, the gladness, the satisfaction, the fulfillment when Jesus comes into the life of a believer. Isaiah says, verse 1, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Bible says in Jeremiah that in spite of your present situation, it does not mean it is your demise or for your destruction. Isaiah says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. This is God talking through the prophet Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, or that is best for you. Hear, comfort ye, comfort ye. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. The appointed time is accomplished. That her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord hand double for all her sins. Say, now I want you to comfort the people. Tell them that this is not a punishment. Say they have paid double for their sins. The voice, when will this commence? The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, talking about John the Baptist. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This is the forerunner running to Jesus. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain hill shall be made low. Everybody that is somebody will be nobody. Everybody in God's eyesight that is nobody will be somebody. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. See, everything that is crooked, the life of a believer, God is more than capable of straightening it out. Every impossibility that exists, God is more than capable of making it a probability. The Bible tells us, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. If I can think it, and if I can ask it, if I can envision it, God can do it. But I got to remind myself that weeping may endure for a moment, for a night, for a while, but joy cometh in the morning. I must reiterate and reinforce it in my mind that my plight, that my temptation, that my trial, that my test has a lifespan. It's not for my destruction. In fact, the Bible tells us when the devil attempts, and he will attempt, and the devil will try to overwhelm us. He will try to get us to be totally shattered inside, to the point that no longer are we helpless, but we will feel hopeless. But before that moment comes of total desperation, the Bible says when the enemy, that's the devil, your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion. The Bible says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against it. The Bible tells us that God knoweth how to deliver. You don't have to figure out and you don't have to understand it, but the Bible says God knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. James says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. So every valley, doesn't matter how despondent you might feel right now. Doesn't matter how bleak everything might be. Doesn't matter, listen, it doesn't matter how hopeless it might seem. And I'm going to reiterate that again. Doesn't matter how hopeless it might seem. That doesn't mean anything to God. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God can take every crooked path and can make it straight. Every rough place, every difficult struggle, God can make it smooth. When the disciples were in the rough waters of the Galilee, And they ran to Jesus as he was asleep in the end of the ship, the boat. They said, Lord, they were fearful. They felt hopeless. First of all, they exhausted themselves. They were trying to help themselves by throwing the water out of the boat. But as soon as they threw it out, more came in there. So now they no longer was helpless. They felt hopeless, and they went to wake the master up or to get his attention. And they said, Master, care thou not that we perish? In their minds, they were about ready to faint. And the Bible says Jesus got up and surveyed the whole situation. I want you to know that God is monitoring everything there is about us. Every hurt, every pain, every discouragement, every distraction, every frustration, God is monitoring it. Well, the Bible says we have not for an high priest, but which cannot be touched with the feelings of our weaknesses, our infirmities. God feels every hurt and every emotion. If nobody else knows, God knows all about it. So it was in all points tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. So you don't have to understand anything as long as you know that God is in charge. Lord, you don't have to make me understand anything as long as I know that you are in charge. Question I must ask everybody tonight, is God in charge? Verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. See, you'll know it. And all flesh shall see it together. The mouth of the Lord have spoken it. We just sung this song. You ought to have been there. See, all flesh shall see it. We are living epistles read and known of all men. You ought to have been there when the Lord saved my soul. Every one of us that is saved ought to have a testimony that I'm not the person I used to be. And someone that is familiar with us the way we used to be ought to be able to identify that a change has come over. Nothing marginal, but an extreme change. If we drunk, we don't drink anymore. If we smoked, don't smoke anymore. If we cuss and curse, don't do it anymore. If we were fickle-minded and weak-minded and feeble-minded, and said, not anymore, because the Lord has given us a sound mind. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but remember this. You've got to tell yourself and remind yourself this. God has given me the spirit of power. The Bible says after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power to be a witness. And James knew that these tribes that were 12 tribes that were scattered abroad, he knew that they had the spirit and they had to be a witness to the rest of the world and to each other. Here he says, it shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And then verse 6, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord God shall stand forever. Say, cry. Isaiah said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field that's going to wither away. It means that man at his best state is altogether vanity. Cry that no flesh before God is anything. Said, man at his best state is nothing more than vanity, and our righteousness is nothing more than filthy rags. I've got to remind myself constantly, I'm nothing without God, and you're nothing without him. The Lord said, without me, you can do nothing. all flesh is grass. I got to cry, I got to remind myself, and I got to remind everybody else, we're dependent on God. The Lord said, without me, you can do nothing. And we've got to stop trying to do things without God, because it would always result in failure. But in God, there is no failure. Every time we fall, the Lord picks us up. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times, but the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Cry and cry aloud, all flesh is as grass before me. The Lord again says, without me, you can do nothing. Turn back with me quickly to James. Verse number 3, knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience. That's difficult. Reason why it's so difficult, because when we are in distress, life seems so problematic that there is no way out. We are anxious and eager for things to change. When we're tested and we're tempted and we're tried, it does not appeal to our flesh. We always are prone to wanting quick solutions for everything. Even patience. The Lord, give it to me and give it to me now. We want everything quick. But James is trying to get those there saying, now look, it's patience. It's all about patience, waiting on God. As the psalmist said, be still and know that I'm God. One of the things that the disciples on the boat, they overlooked the miracle of being kept. Look, it doesn't matter what anybody's going through tonight. You're not in your grave. That means you're being kept. If the devil had his way, every one of us would be dead tonight in our graves. But God is in charge. When you considered yesterday and the day before that, you've got to realize that it's a miracle that we're still here with the right mind. Because when you feel frustrated and you feel discouraged, you feel like giving up. And you know how the devil has pressed us. I've been pressed. I know everybody else has been pressed. But that's a part of being saved. The Bible says the devil is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking to devour, destroy whom he can. And the Bible says, resist. He said, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. In other words, we're fighting back and forth. It's like a tug of war. We refuse to quit. Refuse to give in. Paul tells Timothy, he said, fight. Brothers and sisters, these are the end times, the last days, the end of the church era. Only the strong are going to survive this. Every weakness that you and I have, it must be transformed into a strength. When the Lord says that he that endureth until the end, meaning he that survives, and listen to me, we are in a survival mode right now. We're living in the Laodicean church era, not cold, not hot. And Lord said, I would that you were cold or hot, so then because you're lukewarm. See, this spirit of apathy and lukewarmness is very seductive, and it draws on our physical, our mental, and emotional stability, trying to render us ineffective, to keep us from being fruitful and abounding and increasing in God. Everywhere we go, and this is a time the church is experiencing what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, troubled on every side. It seems like the devil just won't let up. Every time we think we have victory, when another struggle come out of one victorious event, another struggle, and then another struggle. Victory and struggle, struggle. That's all right. Keep struggling. Just because we have to struggle every day does not mean that you're losing the battle. Paul the Apostle said to the Romans in chapter 8, he said, as it is written, for thy sake, Lord, we are killed all the day long. We are as counted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, but nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. He said, I'm persuaded. He said, my mind's made up. He asked the question, what shall separate us from the love of God? Not now. No turning back, no walking away, no separating ourselves from God. Not now, he said, shall death. He said, if we die, we're not separated from God. He said, death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate or pull us apart from God. Not now. No separation now. And we're not going to let the devil play and toil in our minds and work in our emotions and make us feel and make us think that God is not listening to our prayers. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give the devil the advantage to make him cancel out my prayer. Say, every time I pray, I know the Lord hears me. If he doesn't answer me right now, I'll still pray. Lord doesn't give me an answer tomorrow, I'll pray on. Songwriter said, you pray on, and I'll pray on. Some sweet day, after a while, praying time will all be over. Hallelujah, pray on. Lord said, men ought to do what? Always pray, not to faint, not to give up, but pray on, count it all joy. Say, you know what, I heard the word. Now I see what I'm going through. I'm going to do what the Bible tells me. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you for my trials. Thank you for my hurt. Thank you for my pain. Thank you for my frustration. Thank you for all my trials. Thank you. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. The Bible says in all things. Lord, I'm lonely. Thank you. Have no money. Thank you. Discouraged. Thank you. Hallelujah. Nobody knows, Lord, what I'm going to, but what? Thank you. In all things, give what? Thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning. Sit down, if you please. Let me finish here. Trying to rob us of our faith. Yes, we all had ups. We had downs. Songwriter says, sometimes up and sometimes down. Seem like I'm flattened, almost level to the ground. But every one of us that has been saved can testify to the lyrics that was penned by whoever the writer was. He might not be there when you call him. He might not be there when you want him. But he's always, always, always on time. Is he always on time? We serve an on-time God. Hallelujah! Never, 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 never fail me yet. Jesus Christ, never fail me yet. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know. I may have failed you, and spouses could have failed each other, and parents could have failed, and children could have failed, and loved ones could have felt, but Jesus never, never, never. Has the Lord ever let you down? Has the Lord ever let you down?
You've been listening to Pastor John Massey Jr. with Alive and Remain Ministries. To order a copy of this message, please call 518-272-6679. That's 518-272-6679.
Alive and Remain Ministries is a part of the Redemption Church of Christ. You can visit on the web, redemptionchurch.net.
And don't forget to join Pastor John Massey Jr. with Alive and Remain Ministries every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Gospel Impact Radio.